Here's the translation of the text into English. U.S. tells Ørsted to halt work on offshore wind project off Rhode Island. Elliott and Gold Reserve affiliates work on offers for Citgo parent as bidding deadline approaches. Exclusive. Trump plans to make Cold War-era plutonium available for nuclear power. Canada to remove many retaliatory tariffs on the U.S. Carney says oil prices rise and gain for the week as Ukraine peace process stalls. U.S. tariffs behind surge in global Arabica coffee prices, Brazil exporters group says. Italian court upholds arrest of Ukrainian man over Nord Stream pipeline. EPA clearing biofuel exemption backlog from small oil refineries. Oil prices set for positive week. Jackson Hole meeting ahead. China proposes draft rules on internet platform pricing. Taiwan's Yageo increases offer price for Japan's Shibaura to 7,130 yen per share to outbid rival. Further, U.S. to take 10% equity stake in Intel in Trump's latest corporate move. Exclusive. Databricks to buy Sequoia-backed Tecton in AI agent push. Meta partners with Midjourney to license AI technology for future products. E-commerce firm Pattern reports 35% revenue surge in U.S. IPO filing. Starbucks expects non-binding bids for China business within 2 weeks, sources say. Meta signs over $10 billion cloud deal with Google. A source says 5-point-backed Waterbridge files for U.S. IPO as listings market heats up. Spirit Airlines hires advisors to consider options after revamp efforts falter, WSJ reports. U.K. short-term inflation expectations remain unchanged at 4%. Citi and YouGov say French winemakers fear Trump tariffs will hit sales in key U.S. market. Canada's retail sales rebound in June, but likely to drop again in July. Mexico's economy grows slightly less than expected in Q2. Argentina's Milei suffers congressional setback as Senate approves spending increases. German economy minister says Q2 slump shows urgent need for action. China's imports of U.S. rare earth ore surge in July. Malaysia's consumer price index rises 1.2% in July. Judge blocks Trump from withholding funds from Los Angeles and other sanctuary cities. U.S. Treasury's number two, Falkender, leaving after less than 5 months. Bolsonaro's defense says drafted asylum request is not evidence of flight risk. Exclusive. Fed's Musalem says more data needed to decide on September rate cut. Dow hits record high as Wall Street cheers Powell's speech. Powell boosts markets, but some investors see reason for caution. Brazil unveils new $1.9 billion credit line for companies hit by U.S. tariffs. Trump nominates Sergio Goras, USA ambassador to India. Trump announces tariff investigation on imported furniture. Trump says he'll fire Fed's cook if she doesn't resign over mortgage questions. Mediram adopts cryptocurrency strategy through world partnership. Cardano climbs 10% in rally. World Liberty Financial's USD first stablecoin lists on Coinbase. Ethereum climbs 10% in bullish trade. Bitcoin price today holds at 113.6K as rate cut uncertainty grows before Powell's speech. MetaWin announces MetaWin Create, free AI tools for all MetaWinners NFT holders. TopWin International rebrands as Asia Strategy, accepts Bitcoin payments. MXC rises to top two crypto exchange, capturing 8.6% market share in spot trading. Little Pippi presale, stage 11 officially sold out after raising over $22,325,000. Austrac orders Binance Australia to appoint external auditor. Kathy Wood's ARK sells Shopify and Coinbase stock, buys PagerDuty. U.S. halts offshore work on Revolution Wind project. Elite Express Holding completes $15.2 million IPO, begins trading on NASDAQ Spire Global, receives NYSE non-compliance notice over late filing. Motive Care to be delisted from NASDAQ following Chapter 11 filing. Beneficient receives additional NASDAQ delisting notice over filing delay. Mitra Kalurga 1H 2025 presentation revenue up 4.5% despite patient volume decline. U.S. government to invest $8.9 billion in Intel common stock.